Welcome to
a long way.
There you go. So this is Conversational Breakthroughs, and we're here with Cameron Miller and Michelle Zwicker and Joe Stump. And today Cameron wants a breakthrough. So that's a good place to be. I want a breakthrough.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Amen.
What's the breakthrough you want, Cameron?
Oh, wow.
Right? Let's just get right to it.
Most common. That's a tough question to answer. I have a lot of breakthroughs that I need to get through. I guess my biggest is, I'd say, leading by example.
And what is the breakthrough you want related to leading by example?
Just to step up and be the leader I should be.
So the breakthrough you want is to feel yourself really stepping up and being a quality, a version of yourself that you know lives inside of you.
Yes. That sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, what is that drive behind that? Like what's compelling that to come forward right now?
Probably several things, but 15 years in the industry and having the passion, the dream to grow a successful brokerage. 2007, I started a brokerage and timing wasn't great. 2017, I partnered up with a good friend of mine and we started another brokerage. That's a national brand. It's a franchise. And I just feel like, you know, this is my time that I have to step up and be that leader. And I feel pressured because I have taken on this role as the broker owner slash partner to this company that we're supposed to grow a team of agents. And, you know, the model is to recruit. And then at the same time, trying to recruit and also produce has been a huge challenge to me. So I guess I feel that I also want to lead by example in production just to show that I have credibility to then help me recruit, if that makes sense. I just feel it's all.
I just want to jump in because I like to notice where there feels like there's the most resonance on something that somebody says. And the thing that you said that has the most resonance for me is show up. So, and the rest of it sounds a little bit like, wah, 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 wah. You know, like I notice when I start checking out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I was starting to check out a little bit, but I was really checked in when I heard you. I felt your energy around whatever show up means to you.
Yeah.
So what does show up mean to you?
Doing the things that I keep procrastinating.
Okay. So it's like a part of you is witnessing you not show up, and you've got this idea of what it is, you have a measure, you have a standard, you have values around it. And then there's this other you that delays. What else is this other you doing? Like, call it completely out. We know that there is a version of you that is magnificent. You know it.
Yeah.
We know it.
Hiding. Hiding.
Hiding.
Yeah. I like to maybe, I don't know, something that comes to mind might be, hiding, acting. That not showing up kind of defines.
Yeah. What is the acting part? There's like a kind of performance going on, but it's not real.
Maybe just feeling like the last 15 years I don't want to beat myself up to where I'm, you know, like, oh, 'cause I've been there. I had a tough time even 3 months ago where, you know, production slowed, recruiting slowed and everything just,
yeah.
And, you know, I have to reach back and say, hey, I've been in this business 15 years. I, you know, started three brokerages.
So I guess that time out again. I want to ask you something.
Right. You just notice that when you go backwards into story,
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, like, it's story. You know,
yeah.
And the story, what Michelle says, wonk, we lose your presence.
Right.
And so, but where there's this authenticity is in, I'm just not showing up. And being the authentic, my authentic self. Now we're connected and disconnect by going backwards.
And I do it too. So yeah. You're in good company. And we're noticing it because in this is what I love about what we're doing here is we're like, just freaking get to it. We've got 45 minutes. Let's make a difference. Let's really break a pattern. Let's break through. So I'm curious about this for you. Is what is there's this one character that I feel the you that is almost got his arms crossed like this and is looking at the you that's not showing up with a really high standard of expectation. And then there's this other version of you that is kind of really occasionally hiding, occasionally overwhelmed, occasionally
overwhelmed,
uninspired.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So can you imagine that's all you?
Yes.
With love in your heart?
Yes.
Because that's something all in itself, isn't it? Just to say, I am both of those things.
Yes.
In all honesty, we all are.
Right.
I am.
I think both of those sides get in the way of each other, too.
They do. They, like, work against each other, don't they? It's infuriating.
Right.
Yeah. It's, and I don't even like to see it as a coin. It's like these two parts of you that are doing this as opposed to this.
Yes.
Like this is who you are. It's not this is who you are.
Well, I wonder about that, Joe. I mean, this is where I have a really pretty big question for myself. Is there something else that is more true than these two things? Or are these two things true and something else is true? Well,
it's this judging this.
Yes.
This judging this.
Yes.
As opposed to this being who you are. It's like
both of these things.
These are who you are.
Love that.
Absent of the judgment of it. It's what we know about a pattern is the more we judge it as bad, wrong, right, not good, the deeper the pattern goes. So when you go into your story, what we're hearing is wonk, 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 judge, not good enough, not good enough, not good enough, not good enough, which just deepens. You know, this one, I'll prove. And this one's, it will never be good enough, never will be good enough, you know?
Yeah.
And that's together, that's who you are. And, you know, this person has a better chance of creating, you know, what's next than these two fighting each other all the time.
Yeah.
That battle. Does that make sense, Michelle?
It does. And I got to tell you, I'm on an edge right now because this is my part of my personal experience too. I really feel this for myself, this battling, you know, this like big player and then this really little player inside of me. Mm-hmm. And depending on, you know, the ebb and flow of my life, I will feel that little player. I feel like I'm not showing up the way that I can and all the way that I can matter. And that other player is like, like really judging me harshly. And however, I do feel like alignment, and that's what I feel you're talking about, Joe, which is everything is welcome here and everything is true. It's all true. And it's just like the ocean ebbs and flows and a flower opens and closes. Everything ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
And when I get judgmental of my own ebbing and impatient with my flow, I feel like that's what really slows things down kind of eternally, relentlessly. So I love this image and wonder for you, Cameron, if you could speak to what that might look like for you. speak into this merging and an alignment of the this and that of your own nature?
Just being fluid, being congruent, being able to wake up every day and it's not simple because, I fight myself, but making those calls, whether it's past client calls or even lead generation calls or recruiting calls. I mean, recruiting is probably the biggest because here I am saying, wow, you're not producing right now. So how am I supposed to call somebody and say, hey, come join my team. So I just want to be able to
have those two things really married.
Yeah.
If you're not successful producing, then you can't ask somebody else to be successful producing.
Yeah.
You're not even an impressive force for somebody to move toward.
Yeah.
That's the idea that you have.
Yeah. Right. But I want to just, I feel like I am so close to that breakthrough. And hopefully that's today, that it is like a river flowing, that just keeps going and doesn't look back. I mean, the river doesn't go backwards. It keeps flowing to the ocean, the lake, or wherever. And that's what I want.
All right. So speak it to give that ocean, give that river that flows into the ocean a voice right now. Speak from that place. I would love to hear what that, because I get there's a part of you that has all that conviction.
Meaning what that would look like in
What is the, give that natural wisdom the microphone right now. And that natural wisdom doesn't look back. It understands flow. It understands purpose. It understands, it has a deeper wisdom.
So I'm trying to understand if you want me to put that in terms of how I see my day, how I attack my day, or
start somewhere. Start somewhere. Let's hear how it sounds.
Just when I set an intention, following through that intention, I do that on a regular basis where I set the intention and something else sabotages that. Overwhelm, pressure on myself, and I want to not have that and just go. And I've had days that I just, it's like spot on,
right?
I get
all those days are so great.
Yeah, and you just get through the end of the day, and then you feel like, yeah, this is great. And funny thing happens, you get a better night's sleep, wake up. I just want to do it consistently, just every single day. And those little minor setbacks would be minor setbacks, and they just are part of life, and just getting through resistance and continuing to flow like a river. Just everything that I go after, I do it, whether it's good or bad or whatever my mind tells me, is just do it. Just
so
push
imagine,
through.
Imagine the river, runs into a rock.
Yeah.
What does the river
resistance
do?
It goes around it.
Yeah, it takes form around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it stays whole as a river.
Yeah.
But there are times where we come across things that, like, we're going down the river, here's a rock, then we come back.
Right.
And rock might slow it down a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And but it doesn't mean it's this forever, or it doesn't go like this. It'll go back. So
I want to ask you about this.
Let me just begin with one thing here, and I'll think.
Yeah.
I hear that what came up for me was I want to be consistent, but what rang truer was I want to be perfect. Mm. That's what I heard. It's got to be perfect or nothing at all, which is different than consistent. Like consistently getting going on and off is okay. That's part of the flow. Hit a rock, go back, come back together again. The consistently of coming back to whole. Consistently knowing the human condition is to separate and then come back.
Yeah.
And the illusion is it's like this forever.
Right. And that we're like machines, and we're just like we're flow, 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 no ebb. No ebb.
Yeah.
No open, close, open, close. Rain, sun, cloud, sky. No, no, no. It's just flow, flow, flow. I say that for my own because I know there's a part of me that wants that and believes that it's possible. And I look at other people, and this is why I was going to ask you this, Joe, because you're one of those people I look at, and I'm like, man, that guy's always on. He's always disciplined. He's always consistent. He's always relentless. He's always productive. And then I measure myself against it, and I'm like, ah! You know, I'm like, I'm on the couch with a remote control in my hand again. God damn it. You know, so I don't know what you're measuring yourself against, Cameron.
Well, no, judgment. Judgment.
It's self-judgment, isn't it?
But it's self-judgment, but I also, I think, put out there that, like you just said, something that resonated with me as well is I'm comparing myself.
Yes.
To some, like, while I'm doing my work day, whether, you know, I'm doing a market analysis or whatever, I'm looking at properties. Oh my gosh, so-and-so has that listing and those listings. And so that I'm like, and then I'll see on Facebook, this one guy, local guy, he's just killing it with these videos and just, you know, and I'm like, that's me, but I should already be out there. And then I go,
yeah, well, that's the pattern. The pattern is to constantly find ways to judge yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, and comparing is just a creative way of doing that. And I don't do that anymore. I used to go over and look at my competitors' websites. But I would feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
Just like, and it would take me a day to recover. And it's, or then I'd be crafting strategies based on what they're doing as opposed to what my unique experience is.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I've learned that I'd rather feel good than not feel that way. And I can honestly say I haven't looked at their websites in years. And when I'm tempted to, it's just a little bell that says, oh, you want to go get a good beating, huh?
I know there's a higher self of me that has been out there. And I just wanted to get out full on instead of, I get out there and I get right there and then boop, I come back to comfortable Cameron or secure Cameron. And it's actually more pain than it is progress sometimes.
Totally. So when was the last time you really felt like you were on in a good gear, showing up and more of a steadiness to it? When was that time?
Well, the last 4 years until I partnered and started the franchise. And even after that, I was feeling good. I mean, just energy was at its peak. Mm. And I'd say up until maybe, let's say June of this year, it just, woo. And since then to date, until coming back to Buyer for Only, you know, it's like, this is it. This is time. I can't do this anymore. This pattern is just, it's not worth it to me and my family. And it's, so, I mean, 4 years was like, I mean, I was consistent. It was, I wouldn't say predictable, but it was consistent flow of transactions and introductions and production. And it was through my capacity, my boundaries and systems are in place. You know, one thing I think I was missing and I'm doing now, and even prior to starting the 6 significant daily habits, is having those routines and being structured. And then what I, you know, been working on is finding that higher self that can do the hour of power, that I can just, you know, get stuff done that needs to get done. That's important. And so to answer that question,
do you feel that the partnership that you're in right now, 1 low, 10 high, that you're committed to it? How committed are you, 1 low, 10 high, to this partnership?
8. Hmm. Yeah. I have reservations just because of my experience in 2007. I had a partner then, and, you know, here we go back again. But that time in my life continues to stay in my mind as a
because there was a loss, the market,
and then my partner left, and so it's like, you know, but
So a little trauma there.
Yeah, okay.
And so let's just explore that for a minute, because eight is a big gap between 8 and 10 in partnership.
Yeah.
You know, big gap there, you know, because those 2 points in between, is there's a lot of leaking that goes on, like a lot of unconscious self-sabotaging behavior to solidify the eight, to make the eight real.
You know? Well, it's like that space is almost like the door that you can exit.
Right.
So not really in, sort of in, mostly in, but I could run at any point.
Yeah. So Michelle, yeah. I want to just show something real quick. And if it goes off too far off, I'm going to take a little angle here on this. And if it goes too far off, I trust your instinct. So I just want to show you a quick model here. And then, and Cameron, I'll just ask you, as you look at this, you can see these components to it. Can you see that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so that which we love, that's which we are good at, that's which we are paid for, and that which the world needs. The immersion of that which we love and that's which we're good at is what we're passionate about. What we're good at and what we're paid for is our profession. What the world needs and what we're paid for is our vocation, and what we love and what the world needs is our mission, which when you put it all together, that's our purpose. And I'm curious, like if we were to look at each one of those circles on a scale of 1, low, 10, where are you? That's which I love.
On scale 1.
Yeah, 1, low, 10.
That's which I love.
In this moment right now. I know it ebbs and flows, but in this moment.
Yeah, 7.
7, that's which I'm good at.
Which I'm good at, passion, profession, 6.
That which the world needs.
8.
Yeah, and that which I'm paid for.
That which I'm paid for. I think I skipped one. I went in a different direction on that.
Okay,
one.
Okay, well, I got you. So if you said an 8, 10, and then what if you just go around the circle?
I think I was going with that which you can be paid for was an 8.
Okay, and then what the world needs.
The world needs. I'd also call that an 8 as well. I mean, that's definitely.
Yeah. And so when we put all that together, that's what we bring to the world. You know, like I can really say I'm doing what I love at a 10. I'm a 10 at what I do. I'm a 10 at what I'm paid for. And I'm a 10 at what the world needs.
Yeah.
Complete passion, mission, vocation, profession, purpose. And what my experience is what you're working towards is finding your way in each one of those. So that's that complete alignment.
Right.
Now, Michelle, I don't know if I'm going too far off on this, but.
Well, no, actually it feels very strong to me, Cameron, that which you love is a 7 and that which you're good at is a 6. That really hits me strongly. Does it hit you?
Yeah. Yeah. The judgment around you being a 6, because that's pure judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something. I know. And that's, yeah. So
I don't know how you could feel, you know, a full tank of steam without being true. This 6 and this 7. You know, it's not really good alignment currently. So then you look at the pieces on the puzzle and you say, what would need to change for me to feel differently about that? And I wonder if, so I know that you've got your 8 out of 10 in terms of your commitment to your partnership, but you've also got a 7 out of 10 in terms of that which you love, and you've got a 6 out of 10 in terms of that what you're good at. That's, I mean, you looked at overall, that's a pretty wobbly score.
Mm-hmm.
So speak into that a bit. Can we?
Yeah, I kind of depicts my life for the last 15 years. You know, it's quite wobbly.
Speak into the part about, first of all, that which I love.
That's which I love.
So what makes it a 7 and what would make it a 10?
Just getting out of my head, I think, that keeps saying, you know, you go back to the 6, I'm beating myself saying that you're not good enough at this because you haven't done this or done that, or, you know, and then just the love part is just being that river, you know, where it's, there's no looking back. I tend to question where I'm at, I think, constantly.
So the part that's really, it sounds like if I were to ask you, do you think you're in the right occupation?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
That's kind of the feeling I get too. I should be in the circus or.
It's easy to question.
Yeah. But now, for the most part, I'm feeling that you want to be where you're at and you see all the opportunity and potential your brilliance to be here and make it back here.
No,
so that's awesome because that's a possible option is that it's not you're just not in the right place. And so
I started looking at the 6 and the 7 and started going, wait a minute.
Right. So it doesn't really sound like that's it though. That it doesn't sound like you're in the wrong place or the wrong occupation.
No.
There's plenty of you that can be expressed here and can be and matter here and show up here and be in flow here. All this judgment that you have about how you're doing it, how much you're doing it, how much it compares to others. It's all this that seems to be draining all the goodness out of what could be happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote down something yesterday before, I put down, most important activities today, and one's deep work with you guys, but the other was fear of losing my balance. Cause I was thinking about, I didn't have much expectation today other than, I know there's going to be, a breakthrough, but so I put fear of losing my balance. And what that is it's my life is always, it's always been based around my family. So I do everything based around my family. And what happens is my real estate business, it's either doing well because I'm getting introductions through all the other things that I do, which I coach soccer, I teach tennis. And so when that's going well and people are introducing me to people that need help in real estate, things are fine. But I know that production-wise, it's not getting me to where I really need to go with my family, providing them for college and having retirement funds and all the things that, I think I listened to a recording this morning about that was about having, put myself out of survival to stability, to success, to significance. And that scares me that if I go put more energy and effort, then I'm going to be that 12-hour-a-day person. And then I'm like, my family gets neglected. And I think that comes from my upbringing. I am really into my kids and my family and being there for them. So I don't want to lose that. So that's why I wrote that down yesterday before this call. And I think that's my biggest fear. And I know I can be productive in the time that I am, but I think what
your fear is that you'll be devoured.
And that is really a great insight to understand that, there's a big distinction between balance and harmony. Harmonizing all your professional, your personal, and your family. It's the marriage between all three. There's a harmony as opposed to a balance between them. 30% here, 30%
back to this actually.
Yeah. It's like they're all in harmony. They're working together. And there are seasons that we spend a little more time here, and there's seasons we have more time here, and there's seasons we have more time here, but rarely is it in perfect balance. That's the illusion of balance.
Right.
Yeah. And so, when we are looking at how do I be the best version in my business represented by the by the quality and the quantity of people that I'm helping. How do I be the best version for myself in my fitness, my well-being, my sense of peace of mind? And how do I be the best version of myself with my family? And, you know, in my connections, in my intimacy, my relationship with my kids and extended and close family, like all of those are working in harmony, not as individual components, you know? And that's what I, like, you've kind of broken them off as, and then this, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the next level is to harmonize it.
Yeah.
And with that mindset in place, you know?
So you were saying that the last time you felt really good and really on was for almost four solid years, uninterrupted years, four almost uninterrupted years until about June of this year.
Yeah.
And so when you step back into that version of you that was showing up.
In flow.
Yeah, in flow, showing up. What was going on then internally that isn't going on internally for you right now?
So I believe that when I got to that flow, it was because of a, you know, major hardship in 2012 that then, you know, ironically, I totally went from being analytical and being structured in planning to just letting things go and flow. And flow is the great word, because I did for that 4 years. It just allowed, you know, things to flow for me, and I was confident, and I just felt that everything that I was doing was right. Like I had control of my life. And
I love what you're saying about flow. So I love that it's coming back up, and it's a surprise to hear you say that.
Yeah.
You really hear yourself say that. You're longing for flow. And when you were felt your best, you felt your most confident, you felt like you were getting the nice combination. You felt your confidence was, it's not when you were holding too tightly. It's actually when you were in that flow.
Yeah.
Something occurred that you grabbed hold of this fear called, I don't want to, like not what you want, but what I don't want is to lose my family.
Yeah.
You know, you grabbed hold of that, like that's you're flowing down the river and there's this branch called don't want to lose my family, and you grab that.
Yeah.
And so I'm, you know, not that I'm interested in the event, but just bringing into your awareness is that you're hanging on to what you don't want to have happen more than allowing the flow to take you.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. And I remember a major turning point in my life when Joe reminded me of focus less on what I don't want and more on what I do want. So let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that and get your mind back pointed in the right direction. That rowdy little mind of yours that has just kind of gone off into the weeds. So would you please, and this is what I was trying to do earlier, and I think we can do it now, is give the microphone to that voice inside yourself, that one that, like, tell us what you want. Paint the picture of this harmonizing, of this flow that you know how to be in.
Yeah, I want to let go of fear.
What you want.
So not what I
know. Talk about what you want now.
Yeah, that's, yes. And that's a big...
It's revealing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing now, is we're not going to focus anymore right now on what you don't want, what other people are doing, what you've done wrong. It's back to that clarity and that time that you were in flow and you had all that confidence. And you knew how to be in a day, and you knew how to be a husband and a father and a real estate consultant. So speak from there, Cameron.
So I want to allow myself to be free to be the highest version of myself, to provide for my...
Align. So climb back into, not backwards, but into the skin of you. Mm-hmm. Remember what it felt like to be you.
Yeah.
Confident, flowing. There was this ease in a day. You knew how to harmonize family, occupation. You were doing well. You were getting introductions. You were in flow. So climb back into that state.
And the word remember, like remember,
yes.
Come back.
Yes, come back together. Exactly. Yeah. So we're not going back to the past, just like what Joe said. We're remembering and speak from that confidence.
Yeah.
Speak from that clarity. Speak from that. This is a big one for you. Self-trust. Self-trust. It's not an idea. It's like, get back into character. Yeah. There.
No, I'm struggling with that right now.
Are you?
Yes. Well, the mind is struggling with it.
Yeah.
It's
not you. It's the mind is.
So yeah.
Take a deep breath. And just know that the mind's job is to keep you in confusion and keep you in that place. So it's just like, it's this little monkey running around, and let him sit down for a minute, you know, and just like, remember who you are. Who you are when you're in the state of flow. Who are you when you're in the state of, I am who? When
yeah,
I'm in
good
flow,
question.
I am who?
Good question.
Who are you when you're in flow? I am.
Yeah, that's for you, Cameron.
Yes. Well, based on the other day, we did
just,
a process.
I am who?
I am Success Cam.
I'm Success Cam. Okay, good. Okay, good. I am who else? I am
a, you know, great father. I'm a successful broker.
I'm a great father.
Great
father. I am who else? I am
a successful broker.
I am
a successful broker.
I am.
I am.
Yeah.
I am a, oh.
What else?
I am a great person.
Yeah. When you're in a state of flow,
I am making money.
When I'm in a state of flow, I'm making money. What else?
I'm happy.
Yeah, when I'm in a state of flow, I am happy.
I am
purposeful.
Keep going.
I am.
Let's just let them all out. I am
purposeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
When I'm in a state of flow, like look at how you operate in a day inside of time. I am what?
I am organized. I'm in control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, yeah. I am what else?
I am at peace.
Yeah.
What else?
I am at...
Look at yourself in that state of flow in terms of being business guy, being husband, being father. I am what? When I'm in a state of flow, I am...
The highest version of myself.
Okay,
Say more about that.
I am. Remember, when I am in flow, I am
powerful.
Good. When I'm in the state of flow, I am.
I just keep going back to happy.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So that's important. I am happy. When I'm in the state of flow, I am.
Productive.
Yeah. I am. What else? The deepest truth, I am who?
I am.
Yeah, what's coming up for you right now? I am what? That out breath right there, I am what?
Just consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, what else? I am.
Yeah, I keep wanting to go backwards. So
Just notice that, you know, like connecting to who I am.
Yeah.
Is the work, because disconnecting from who I'm not.
Yeah.
Is the pattern.
And when you say you want to go backwards, as soon as you want to go backward, what comes up? Is it giving a voice to the resistance?
Yeah, it's just, it kind of just that stressful feeling, anxiety.
Yeah. The hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving a voice to the hiding. I'm so curious about what that means. What does that mean to you? Giving a voice to the hiding.
Keeps me secure, I guess. Keeps me comfortable.
What is hiding saying? You give a voice to hiding. What does it say? What does it have to say? Does it want to say none of these things are true that we're saying right now? Confident, powerful.
So here's a nice exercise. Just close your eyes for 1 minute and then listen to the voice that comes up right after the statement. I am successful. I am a great father. I'm a successful broker. I'm a great person. I'm making money. I'm happy. I'm purposeful. I am organized. I'm at peace. I'm the next highest version of myself. I am powerful. I am productive. I am consistent. Now, what's the voice behind that voice? Is that affirming it, or is there something else being said?
Is it affirming or denying?
Well, listening to it that way, with my eyes closed, it was me. It was the true me. I was stepping out.
And how often do you listen to that voice?
How often do I listen to that voice?
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does, no doubt.
Yeah. It's like we got, you know, the wolf, you know, the hungry dog and the two, what is it? It's the two things that sit on our shoulder. It's like, it's the black wolf and the white wolf, and it's which one am I feeding? You know, like which one is getting, like, sitting with that? Like, I am, I am, I am, I am. Like, and I use that affirmation. I love the thought that I am successful. I love the thought that I am purposeful. I love the thought that I'm consistent. I love the thought. Those are all very true statements. And, you know, and that's feeding that dog. You know, the courage dog versus the fear dog.
Yeah. And I want that.
Yeah.
I want that person to show up every day.
I want, yeah.
So how do you feed it, Cameron? Yeah. How do you feed that dog? You personally.
How do I feed that dog personally is continue to go after what I want and not what I don't want, and keep stopping that person, that other side of me that says fear, doubt, indecision. This is what I don't want to happen, and focus on what I want to happen and continue believing and telling myself that I am that person.
Mm-hmm.
A confident person, purposeful, successful.
Yeah. You know, I love what you're saying, Joe, and I just happen to have these guys here. These just always work for me so much. These are the Russian nesting dolls. And the reason why I love this so much is that I really recognize there are so many voices inside of us. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that you refer to as the highest version. You know that there's one that's resourceful, confident, powerful, decisive, all that. You know, we all have this relationship with ourselves. And then there's all these other versions of ourselves or voices inside ourselves that get our attention, right? And it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And what I like noticing is, who am I listening to the most?
Yeah.
And you, my friend, are listening to the smallest version of you a lot. You probably can barely even see that.
No, that was.
That's who you're listening to a lot.
Yeah.
And I like to think of it as, like, who's got the microphone?
Right.
And if I go a little unconscious at the wheel, because the wheel is like the voice is going off inside of us. If I am not moderating that conversation with this version of me, no, within a certain amount of time, I don't know why we're built like this. I don't know why as human beings this happens, but this little shit ends up with the freaking microphone all the time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, without me even noticing it, I am derailing myself. I'm chastising myself. I'm judging myself. And the litany of dialogue that is so disempowering is taking over kind of unconsciously. Yeah. It's going on under the radar, right?
Yes.
And the job is to get the microphone back up here.
Right.
And if we have to do it through a tactic, whatever it takes. You know, this is something Joe is spectacular at, because he gets up every morning and he meditates and he journals, because he knows that if he doesn't, this shit used to run his life. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
So he's got some powerful yeah. rituals in place that get the microphone back in a resourceful hand.
Yeah. It is really a great metaphor there of who are you feeding?
Yeah.
You know, like the little one, you like little all day long, little tablespoons of here I go again. Not there, shit. I'm not gonna lose it. You know, like that little voice going all day long. My experience of you in the two times that we've interacted is that you are a conscious man. You're awake. You wouldn't even be able to have this conversation if you weren't awake. The price of being awake is to stay awake. It's more painful for a person who is awake to fall asleep than it is for a person who is awake to not even know that there's something called awake.
Amen, Joe. Amen. Goosebumps.
You're awake, and it's painful for you to witness yourself being unconscious.
Yeah. Because
you're awake. And there's a high price to pay for being awake. It's to stay awake. It sucks, but that's the path. And I say it sucks, but the joy is enormous when we're powerful, purposeful, determined, clear, loving, present, making money, doing what we love. The price is impeccable. And then when you slide back, it hurts like hell.
Yeah.
And you're just passing through that right now. You're wakening up to the price of not staying awake.
Yeah.
It's a path that we all have to go through. And you're in it right now.
Yeah.
It's getting out of it.
Well, it's going through it.
Going through it.
Yeah.
It's not getting out of it. It's going through it.
Right.
You're in it.
Yeah. And
this is part of the path.
Yeah.
Not to deny it, but to go into it. Like the river doesn't.
It doesn't climb up on the shore.
Get over it. It goes through it.
Right.
You know, without resisting it.
And I can tell you from my own personal experience, Cameron, this is something that's taken me. It's the hardest lesson that I'm learning right now is to truly accept these stages where I don't feel like a peak performer, where I do see my own. Myself making unexciting choices, you know, where I'm not being super resourceful. And I feel like the lesson that I'm really learning now, right now, is to accept that part of myself, not judge that part of myself, accept this part of the path. And like Joe said, not try and fight it and get myself up over the top of it. It's like I got to surrender to it so I can flow back in. And it's my resistance to it that makes it last longer, that those stages last longer. Because like there's this fighter in there going, I got to be done with it. It's time to be done with it. It's time to do better than this. It's come on, you little schmuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's not the path. Yeah. It's what you were saying, Joe. It's how to work with it, surrender to it, go through it.
And where you're at is, like, let's just go into that little area called recruiting. Are you a person that if I was a broker, it would be an advantage to my organization to have you on my team? Would yes or no?
For you to be on my team?
Yeah. Let's say if I was a broker in the area and I wanted to recruit you to come to work for me, would you be a good catch for my company?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the conversation I'm having with you is just true.
Yeah.
And so what is recruiting? Recruiting is this. Every person you talk to is dealing with this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
This is it.
This is vulnerable, safe place. So if you want to recruit somebody, tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
They're going through the same thing.
Love it, right?
And that's alignment.
Let's go do it together.
This is disalignment. I'm trying to be who I'm not.
Right.
And recruiting somebody to that. And that's that, I can't do that. But the truth is, I'd love to talk to you about coming on board and share what we're both going through in this business.
Yeah.
That's attractive.
That is attractive. And that's where you start to harmonize yourself.
And that's where your power is as a conscious man, is to be present to this.
That's right.
Sharing.
Which is this and this.
Yeah, right.
It's not get over it. It's align with what is so, speak from there, be honest. You're all of it.
And it's with your clients. It's with your family. Hey guys, money. I need to make money, and I want to be with you. And help me loosen my grip on my fear of losing you.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's using the flow as opposed to fighting the flow.
Exactly. Yeah. Cameron, if you were to speak to a breakthrough right now, what is it?
The breakthrough for me would be to realize that I am who I am, where I'm at, and I need to be who I am and share that with people.
Yeah. Oh.
Amen.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm getting chills.
Real.
Yeah.
What?
Now I'm getting chills.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
That's
the hiding.
Sir.
That's the hiding. I want to hide behind
wisdom. Yes, that is the hiding.
Yeah.
It's the not allowing this part that is real for all of us.
Yes.
You will be a much more powerful leader from this place that you thought was unacceptable to lead from.
Yeah.
You thought you had to be perfect and on all the time to lead from there. But you know what? Nobody is that way.
Michelle, when I first met Cameron, his first words when he came on to his first little session with us was, I want to be vulnerable. That's what he said. I want to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that is the I am vulnerable.
Yeah.
Add that to your list.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because that's
the sweetness of that and the opening that there is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe and I have been reading at his encouragement a book called The Culture Code, which is really all about how the best teams, the best performing teams come together through a sense of belonging and vulnerability. Not like, oh my God, he's so perfect. I want to be like him.
Yeah. No, I know. And I want to be that.
Which is the perfect conversation to be having around your recruiting piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to recruit, be you.
Yes. From right where you're at.
So yeah, let me tell you what's occurring for me right now. I'm struggling. That's honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they are too.
Yeah.
And I can be that.
Yeah.
For some reason in this context, I want to be, I think that I should be this.
Right.
This perfect person, this successful broker, this no flaws.
Yeah.
It kills me. So, it keeps me from making that call where when I, decided I am the one. I mean, that's what the statistics show, that they like you So exactly. Get me out there.
Yeah. Yes.
But no, the real you.
The real you.
Not the you you wanted to see. You want to show them the front stage right. and the backstage.
No. I want the real me to be out there. That is that flow.
As
that is the harmony.
As is.
Yeah.
And that is ever changing.
Right.
Now I'm speaking from my heart. I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really come on the river. Come on the river with me. Let's take this journey together.
Right? Let's do it together. The ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the high tide and the low tide.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it together. Because there's strength in numbers. And we can be real here.
Pick up the book, Culture Code.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom in that as you're building a culture of vulnerability, safety, and trust.
Will do.
And from that place, you recruit. That's where you have your family. Your family is, your income is in direct relationship to your ability to be vulnerable, safe, create safety for others, and create trust.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you were to check in with yourself right now, what have you got now?
Oh, got peace and joy and purpose.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? It's just like on the other side, that far away.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like we made it happen. So thank you guys. Before I came on this call, I was just grateful to have the opportunity to speak with you guys. I mean, I've just respected you guys tremendously for the last, 18 years. So I thank you.
Yeah. It's my honor, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, have an amazing and fascinating journey. Maybe one day we'll see you pop up in Brovance and
working on it.
Relationship. Yeah. we're there when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
Talk to you
soon.
Thank you,
Joe. Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.